Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Time for Daily Editorial. Jimmy is still in California, so we certainly appreciate him taking some time out of a very busy day to do this editorial. I want to start out by talking a little bit about a book that I'm reading right now. It's called Breaking History, a White House Memoir. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. It's by Jared Kushner. I got to tell you, my whole opinion about the Trump family has been molded by, number one, by seeing what Donald Trump has done when he was in office, and number two, by this book. The Trump family that Mr. Kushner married into is really, really a good family. They are honest. They are very open-minded. They are very, very decent people. I highly recommend that you read this book. It's called Breaking History, a White House Memoir, and it's by Jared Kushner. Jimmy, in terms of political traction right now, things that are going on around the country, you wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming elections in November, and I'm assuming you want to talk about the strength that the Republican Party, some of the Republican Party, seems to be witnessing right now.
Yeah, and I think I did want to just follow a little bit up on the book. You know, there were some amazing things that happened that Jared Kushner was involved with during the administration. One of those was the peace deal with four Arab nations.
Yep.
That was just shocking success.
Yep.
Unprecedented, basically, in history. There are also some challenges, and I think Peter Navarro has been very critical of Jared Kushner's advice in the White House, and that's an interesting contradiction in Peter Navarro's book.
Of sorts.
How he looked at the problems. So, but I think what you're finding is a debate that will bring people to a better awareness of what you say is actually the real truth behind what the family is. And you know how aggressively Democrats have attacked the family over the last year. Over the last 5 years, 6 years. But when you get right down to it, there's really been no effective legal action in spite of numerous charges and complaints. So that's telling in itself. With all that attack, all that, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, the Southern District of New York attorneys, the Department of Justice, and the IRS, everybody attacking the family, and they basically have come out unscathed with really
no support. They have. There's no question about that. They really have come. The family itself has come out totally unscathed, and that's why it looks like, in my opinion, they're really focusing their arrows on Donald Trump's heart right now.
Yeah, and then I look at the contradiction with the Biden family and the absolute terrible and factual information that has been completely ignored by the media and law enforcement. That should be waking people up to some extent, but again, the media really has a tight grip on protecting the Biden regime. So, but that brings us to what's happening right now on the entire, this upcoming November election. And when you get into some of the details here, you're looking at different polling. Republicans have been gaining in the last, in the general ballot in the last couple of weeks, after a strong showing early in the spring and summer, and then kind of the pushback with the Roe v. Wade type of issues.
Yeah.
Democrats were gaining, but now you're seeing different polling statistics that show 5-7, maybe even 9% in some areas. increase in general ballot.
Yeah.
But when you dig down into the contested congressional seats, even on Nate Silver's 538 polling, you're seeing actually a very, very tight race. And you remember I told you my expectation is probably maybe 50 seats in the House and maybe three in the Senate.
Yeah.
When you look at the polling from the Nate Silver 538 in these contested districts, you actually see the possibility of a 50-seat race, in spite of the headlines you're seeing that say, oh, you know, it's going to be very close. And they're not.
Now, you're talking about the House or the Senate, Jimmy, in your opinion?
I'm talking about the House with 50
okay,
seats.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then the Senate with possibly as many as three.
Yeah.
And here's one of the interesting things, you know, the Democrats have been, you know, pushing this narrative, and this is Joe Biden's narrative, that, you know, MAGA Republicans are evil and
yeah.
they've got to be, you know, basically imprisoned, you know, that they're a threat to democracy. So at the same time, Democratic political action committees have funded MAGA Republican candidates to the tune of over $40 million. Let me clarify that. Let me make sure everyone understands that. Democratic political action committees have been trying to raise in the primaries the profile and wins for MAGA Republicans. And the reason why they were doing that is because they believed they would have an advantage in a general election. The problem with that strategy is, as you're seeing these polls shift and the frustration becoming apparent with inflation, with the border issues, with the lack of actual traction with
yeah.
abortion in many places, that could have been absolutely a stupid strategy on their part, because some of these candidates are much closer than they thought. And then you take into the consideration of the undercount of people that are afraid to even say how they're going to vote because of the pressures from the administration and law enforcement by admitting that you're a Republican or a MAGA Republican or an ultra-MAGA Republican. So there's a potential for a sweeping change in this November,
yeah.
as long as the corruption is at a minimum and people actually get out and take the action to get the country back on track.
Well, I have never seen such hatred generated toward a group of people as a hatred that the Democrats, led by Joe Biden, have instigated towards the MAGA, Make America Great Again Republicans, because America right now, in my opinion, is definitely not great, Jim.
No, it's not, and people are, you know, they're afraid of what's happening, and it's very clear.
Yeah.
That this administration does not have the best interest of the average worker.
It would appear that way. Well, it would appear that way, and I'd like everybody to make up their own minds. I agree with you 100% on that one. Jimmy, you're still in California. We're up to a respectable length for this daily editorial. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I want to give you all the spare time you need with your family.
Well, I appreciate it much, and yeah, I'm going through a lot of challenges here with
the
funeral process this week. But we're going to stay positive. We're going to, just like our family, we believe in a higher, you know, higher outcomes and faith.
Yeah.
And you know, nothing's lost there. And I just want to reiterate all the sorry. We're meeting with family that lived inside Fort Myers. They were here.
Yeah.
During the hurricane, their house survived, but many people's did not.
No.
And of course, the loss of life. Was terrible, but at the same time, you're seeing a phenomenal effort by Florida Emergency Management and Ron DeSantis to try to keep things.
Yes, you are. There's no question about that.
There.
Yeah, Jim, I know that you and your family. Yeah, Jimmy, I know that you and your family are strong believers in God. If you're when people do believe strongly in God, they know that death is not the end. Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al. You have a wonderful day.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.